have some new audio equipment. You'll see in front of you, if it's on green, that means you're on. If you want to mute it, just push the button and it turns red. If you want to whisper, you know, go a little incognito action. You have to hold it down, and then I guess you let off of it and it turns back green. First item on the agenda is prayer. I've asked Congresswoman Whitehorn to say a prayer for us this morning.
Thank you, Speaker Walker. Father God, we just come to you today just thankful that we can be here with thankful hearts. We thank you for all the blessings that you've bestowed on each and every one here and on the Osage people, Lord, and the people in our area and our region. We just thank you for watching out after us and being a good and mighty God. I just come to you right now and just ask you that you be with some of our families that have suffered loss. I ask that you be with the Enloe family. I ask that you be with the Bellew-Gilley family right now. There's some of our people that are down in Hominy. We just ask that you comfort them and be with them as only you can. Lord, I just ask blessings and a healing blessing on our colleague, John Maker. He's recovering right now, and we just ask for a speedy recovery. We ask that you give him the right perspective, and we ask that you be with all of the people that have to do with his recovery, the doctors, the nurses, and his providers, Lord. I just ask that you be with my colleague, Congressman Mason, as he's recovering from a hard time and a loss. I just ask that you be with him and that you just strengthen his heart and comfort him and be with him also, Lord. Right now, I ask that you be with us today as we do our business. Throughout this session, I ask your blessings. Our hearts are focused on the desire to do the best thing for our people, to make good decisions, to have good dialogue, to open our minds and to consider the choices that are placed before us, that we can continue on our Osage Nation in strength for our children and our grandchildren and the rest of the children to come. Lord, I just ask that you bring peace around our table. Peace between the branches as we consider the business before us. I just want to thank you again, and I just want to praise you for looking out after us and being with us and watching the Osage people as we have made our journey to where we sit here today, Lord. I thank you. Let us carry on in a strong way. All these things I ask in the mighty name of Jesus.
Congresswoman, next on the agenda is roll call.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
That's you.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Zillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Here.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Maker did notify me yesterday that he wasn't going to be with us today while he's in recovery. He's hopeful that he may be able to join us at some point, but he is listening. So, next on the agenda is the executive message by Principal Chief Standing Bear. Chief.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker, Assistant Chief Redcorn, members of the Osage Congress, and the Osage people. I've been allowed to give my State of the Nation as the executive message this morning, and I'd like to do that at this time. Our Osage Nation is growing at a remarkable rate. Our Osage membership now stands at 21,685, a 21% growth rate in the past 5 years. More people are enrolling, more services are being delivered. Our communities are vibrant with the sound of our music and traditions, and the use of our language is growing stronger. We are dedicating our resources to the survival and strengthening of everything Osage. With the support of this Congress, our programs for for Osage Language, Culture, Immersion School, and Wajaje Early Learning Academy provide an Osage environment for our future. The task we are engaged in requires great effort and full support from all quarters, with strong collaboration with each other. This is a sustained effort which cannot pause. Our mission is being carried out with greater efficiency than ever. This is evident by the number of employees at Osage Nation remaining at about the same level during the past 5 years. This workforce is doing more work for more Osages and their families, and I congratulate each of them for their dedication to our Osage Nation. The growth in our membership has greatly increased the funding needs for our health benefit fund. This fund, which provides for the health benefit card, the Medicare Plan F supplement program, and the Medicare Part D program, has needed very large increases every year. Other programs have seen increases of funding needs, but none can match the high demand of the health benefit fund. 5 years ago, in fiscal year 2014, the Osage Nation committed and spent a total of $4,745,000 for the health benefit fund. In 2018, the amount increased to $8,994,000, and this year, $9,750,000 was appropriated for the fund. The amount needed for this fund has more than doubled since 2014. This need will increase during 2018 as over 1,400 Osages enrolled and received the health benefit card for the first time, and over 100 Osages signed up for the Plan F program. The executive has reported to the Attorney General some suspected abuses of the health benefit card, where some people may have used the card for items not health related. These cases are being investigated, and there already is discussion with the Congress Health Committee on this subject. Our higher education scholarship program is fully funded and will continue its financial support for all Osage people, wherever they live or attend school. The latest report from Scholarship America says that the 2018 Osage Nation Higher Education Scholarship Program had 1,434 annual qualifying applications submitted. The Wajaje Health Clinic is seeing more patients than ever. In 2015, there were 32,059 patient visits, and in 2018, this increased 48,501 patient visits. Each year we have limited resources to fund all the programs important to our people. This causes us to prioritize our requests for funding for our many programs. This year we are seeking an increase in funding of our Deposka Onkotapi, the Wajaje Early Learning Center, and the Language Department. We appreciate the support of this Congress for funding these programs. More and more, our Osage people gather in traditional events, and perhaps the most powerful of all is hearing our children speak our language. This is only possible with the unswerving support of this Osage Nation government for every expression of being Osage. This expression is shown from building new dance grounds and community facilities, to language and culture classes, to new apps on mobile devices, to promotion of Osage art, education, food, dance, and music. Our Osage Museum and new visitor center are strong, and we will keep supporting what they do. The Veterans Memorial is seeing its first spring and summer. We expect many Osages to come and see the names of their loved ones honored on the granite walls of the Veterans Memorial. Our Osage casinos have just finished the first phase of the new Tulsa Casino, Hotel, and Event Center. Last week's Sovereignty Day celebration was held in the Event Center and enjoyed by all who were there. Our Osage Nation Gaming Board, CEO, and casino staff have done a truly spectacular job of maintaining the quality of all of our gaming facilities throughout the Osage Nation while building our new beautiful Tulsa Casino Hotel and Event Center. During the past year in Tulsa, we went from no hotel rooms to now having 141 hotel rooms, from 10 table games to 16, and from 989 gaming machines to now having 1,637 on the Tulsa Casino gaming floor. Our people are doing a fantastic job. We can see many more possibilities for new realities coming from recognizing the needs of our people, the resources we have available, and using our knowledge and experience to achieve attainable goals is something we possess. We believe these future projects include more housing for the elderly, a new health clinic, new buildings for our school, more development for our communities, working with local governments and companies to build a broadband network, and a strong veterans program. We know how to determine which projects may be out of our reach and which projects are possible within the next 5 years or less. We have a team working on taking Skyway 36 from a concept to a professionally developed plan to real projects involving parts of the aerospace industry to be located on our Osage lands and Tulsa. Burr Creek Farms continues to provide produce for our programs as the team there carefully builds the foundations for our food sovereignty. Our case supporting Osage water rights is getting stronger every day. We have assembled the best water rights team in Oklahoma and perhaps in the nation. We have received expert advice from experienced legal minds who understand Osage legal history is unique and the use and ownership of water rights here belongs to the Osage Nation and its people first. We understand other people have come into our territory and have acquired some rights to use our water. How we sort out the conflicting issues is what we are working on now. There are parts of our Osage Nation government which operate independently from the Congress and the Chief. Our Osage head right owners have just experienced one of the lowest payments in years. Recently, I have been invited by the Minerals Council to see how the executive can assist in working through oppressive federal regulations and rules which are holding back oil and gas production. These meetings have shown great promise. As for our LLCs, Osage Nation Environmental, Blue Stem Ranch, Osage LLC, and its subsidiaries are still active, and I look forward to them making reports to the Congress this session so we may assess their progress. As we all know, our budget process at the Osage Nation has changed from year to year. While it is better now than it's been in the past, there are logical steps to follow to finally install a process that we all understand and we all agree on. In order to do that, we first need to speak in the same language. I have asked the Assistant Chief and the Chief of Staff to work with the Treasurer on the definitions we use in law and in practice to make sure they match. If we aren't speaking the same language and using the same terms, we will experience more confusion than progress. I believe we need to establish a method agreeable to both the Congress and the executive on how to determine projected revenue and place that process in law. Every year, we seem to spend half the budget session trying to determine the amount of money available for budgeting. Finally, when both of these issues are resolved, we can then turn our attention to the process of budgeting. Arguments over the form of information, who has the correct numbers, what the definitions mean, and how we set projected revenue all cloud the issues and our decision making in the budget process. My administration believes that a unified, rational approach with definitions and processes recognizable to national accounting and auditing standards will provide real transparency and accountability. Our work is showing positive results. For example, last Saturday at the Sovereignty Day dance, some Osage teenagers expressed to me how much they liked the new event center. When I told them the event center was owned by them and every Osage, their faces beamed with pride. It is an honor to work with you, the members of this Congress, and all the Osage Nation as we move forward to our future. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. I have a copy of the State of the Nation address, and I've given that to the clerk, and she will distribute that to the members of Congress by email. It will also be attached to the journal. Next is our legislative message by the Speaker. Morning, Congress, Assistant Chief. Sure, he's looking forward to spending the next month with us. Good morning, those in attendance and all of those listening. I'm gonna hit on what the Chief basically ended his State of the Nation with, and that's our projected revenue and budgeting law. It is my hope that that is the priority starting with this session and going forward. We have a couple appropriation bills that are filed. I think we need to figure out how much projected revenue, exactly where we stand before we move forward on any appropriation bills. Hit on the treasurer, working with the treasurer. We've had a couple good meetings with the treasurer recently. I know there's been a lot of dialogue between our appropriations chair, Congresswoman Whitehorn, and our new treasurer, appointee treasurer. He's one of, I think, 15 appointees that we need to consider this session, including our own appointee to the editorial board. So we need to have some discussion on that and figure out how we're going to move forward with that appointee. As I stated, I just feel like our main priority this session needs to be our budget law. We have some unconstitutional language that has been on the books for a while. I think it's time that this Congress take that bull by the horns and fix it. We have a couple merit bills that are filed. I feel like that's something else we need to consider. What I would consider to be our second most pressing issue this session, and I urge the committee chairs and those who are doing our homework and considering amendments to legislation that we take a hard look at that. It affects all of our employees. There are a couple competitive bidding amendments that are filed. I think it's important that if we're going to go forward with that, that it needs to be done as soon as possible. I know our Gaming Enterprise Board, they've taken on this, or they've asked us to take on this initiative before, and I know that they have some issues going through our procurement policies, so if we're going to do that, let's try to get out there and get it done as soon as possible. Just a couple other pieces of legislation. I say a couple other. There's, I think, about 35 that are filed, either filed during this session or are on the books. So we've got plenty of committee work to do. I'm sure there'll be another 10 or 20 or so filed over the next week or two. So that's kind of how I expect the committee chairs to handle their legislative workloads, committees, and think it's time to go to work. Thank you. Next is bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, Chief, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, and all that are gathered here today. I'm reading in ONCA 19-06, an act to create the Osage Nation Tax Advisory Board to advise the executive and legislative branches on taxation and to establish an alternate effective date.
Congressman, Congresswoman Edwards.
Good morning, everyone. ONCA 1907 is an act to amend 19ONC3, Section 101 at SEC, and include new sections of law to clarify the laws intended to satisfy the Osage constitutional mandates for the Congress to establish a merit-principled system of employment, to authorize the Department of Human Resources of the Osage Nation to implement the system, to include a grievance procedure and exhaustion requirement prior to seeking review in the trial court.
Congresswoman, I'm going to go back just one to Congressman Tillman's bill. ONCA 1906 is assigned to the Government Operations Committee. ONCA 1907 is also assigned to the Government Operations Committee. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Reading in ONCA 19-08, an act to amend the Competitive Bidding Act at 15 ONC section 2-403A by amending the definition of governmental agency and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. ONCA 1908 is assigned to the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. Congresswoman Stabler.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to read in ONCA 1909. An act to appropriate $523,659 to the Counseling Center for the Medication Assisted Treatment Program and to establish an alternate effective date.
Congresswoman, ONCA 1909 is assigned to the Health and Social Services Committee. Congresswoman Edwards.
ONCA 1910 is an act to establish family medical leave in law for Osage Nation full-time employees and to establish an alternate effective date.
ONCA 1910 is assigned to the Health and Social Services Committee.
ONCA 1911 is an act to amend 19 ONC Section 3106 of the Osage Nation Workforce Pay for Performance Act to authorize base pay adjustments and merit recognition and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. ONCA 1911 is assigned to the Government Operations Committee.
ONCA 1912 is an act to establish a fund for home loan and down payment assistance for first-time home buyers to all members of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. ONCA 1912 is assigned to the Government Operations Committee. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and those listening, I'm reading in ONCA 1913, an act to grant limited authority for the principal chief of the Osage Nation to waive sovereign immunity for specific purposes and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. ONCA 1913 is assigned to the Government Operations Committee. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Reading in ONCA 1914, an act to amend the Osage Nation Membership Act 21 ONC Section 1102 to make the number of days for temporary membership consistent and to establish an alternate effective date.
ONCA 1914 is assigned to the Membership Committee. Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. ONCA 1915, an act to authorize the Osage News to host and conduct fair and unbiased debates leading up to Osage Nation elections and to establish an alternate effective date.
ONCA 1915 is assigned to the Government Operations Committee.
ONCA 1916 is an act to insert a new section at 15 ONC section 5107 to require the principal chief to notify the Osage-Nation Congress of a board member or commission member resignation within 48 hours and to establish an alternate effective date.
ONCA 1916 is assigned to the Government Operations Committee.
Reading in ONCA 1917, an act to establish a revolving fund for the Pawhuska Village to authorize limited expenditures out of the fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. ONCA 1917 is assigned to the Culture Committee.
Reading in ONCA 1918, an act to establish a revolving fund for the Hominy Village to authorize limited expenditures out of the fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
ONCA 1918 is also assigned to the Culture Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And ONCA 1919, an act to establish a revolving fund for the Gray Horse Village to authorize limited expenditures out of the fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
ONCA 1919 is assigned to the Culture Committee. Congresswoman Pratt.
Morning, Speaker. Thank you. I'm reading in ONCA 1920, an act to amend the Competitive Bidding Act at 15 ONC Section 2403A by amending the definition of governmental agency and to establish an alternate effective date. Also, ONCA 1921, an act to appropriate $83,076 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for wildland fire equipment purchases and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, thank you. ONCA 1920 is assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. ONCA 1921 is assigned to the Government Operations Committee. Reading in ONCA 1922, an act to amend the Summer Health Program and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1922 is assigned to the Health and Social Services Committee. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to read in ONCA 1923. To amend the Treasury Law 15 ONC Sections 2-301 and Section 2-321 to add definition and to establish the appointment of the Investment Committee and to establish an alternate effective date. I'd also like to read in ONCA 1924, an act to amend ONCA 1285, the Osage Nation Permanent Fund Act to make investment language consistent with the Treasury Law and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. ONCA 1923 and ONCA 1924 are both assigned to the Appropriations Committee. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Thank you. Reading in ONCR 19-02, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction to Expedia and its own affiliates.
Thank you, Congresswoman. ONCR 1902 is assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. We're on to General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm reading in ONCA 1861, which is an act to amend and restate 15 ONC section 5101 et cet. To establish an alternate effective date. This is the Boards Act of the Nation. The bill provides some new definitions, adds some additional responsibilities to the board, and clarifies some language. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. First bill is ONCA 1855, an act to authorize and appropriate $82,551 out of the general fund to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for the repair of the Executive Office's breezeway and to establish an alternate effective date. I'm the sponsor of this bill, and this that project, the breezeways project, was funded in a capital assets budget amendment, I think was sponsored by Congressman Potts. So the project has already been funded and is complete. So at this time, without objection, I want to withdraw ONCA 1855. I see no objection. ONCA 1855 has been withdrawn. Next is ONCA 1876, an act to provide an appropriation in the amount of $194,346 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for property management and improvements of the entire Hominy Village, not limited to the Hominy Village Square, and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt. Are there Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you. I just had a brief conversation prior to the beginning of session. So I'm going to request that this be held on General Order Day 2 for tomorrow's agenda with a possible withdrawal. I just need a little more clarification, if that's okay.
Okay. ONCA 1876 will be on tomorrow's agenda on General Order Day 2. Okay, we're now to motions and notices. First motions or notices, water update with Attorney General Wells.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Edwards.
With respect to that bill, could you perhaps hold it until day after tomorrow? Because if it's not being held, then we need to be ready with our amendments. And how will we know that until tomorrow?
Congresswoman Pratt, would that be fine with you as the sponsor?
That's fine.
Okay, then ONCA 1876 will be on Wednesday's agenda on General Order Day 2. Okay, Ms. Wells, welcome.
Thank you, Speaker. Thank you, members of Congress. And Assistant Chief. As Congress knows, we do have a confidentiality agreement, but I did want to give you all just a general outline what we are doing at this point. The city of Enid has made no bones about coming across parts of the Arkansas River to get water out of Call Lake. There are other routes they could go, but this is the route they have chosen. We are meeting with the city of Enid, with the state of Oklahoma, Attorney General Mike Hunter, members of his staff. There have been several takings, not only of our water out of Call Lake, but of pipelines crossing our different lands in the past. Stillwater is a prime example. They've been taking our water without any opposition for about 20 years to help supply their water source. Never before has the Osage Nation gotten involved and said, hey guys, it's not that easy. You have to work with us to make this happen. If you don't want to work with us, then we have some wonderful historical documents that have been found that show we could take you to court. We could put a halt immediately on your plans, which everybody can look up on the internet because they've put this project up as something that's set in stone, which it is not. But we are working very hard with historic preservation, with our attorneys who will actually be here later in the day if anyone is interested in having a executive session regarding where we are on the talks we've been having with the city of Enid and the state of Oklahoma. Because of the confidentiality agreements, that would have to be an executive session. I want the Osage people to know and our nation to know that our water is something that sustains us, something that takes priority. Takes a lot of water to drill an oil well. We all know that. We want to make sure that not only do we have enough water to do that, but that our grandchildren and our grandchildren's grandchildren continue to have enough water to meet the needs of the Osage Nation. That will happen under my administration. I would love to share with you all that are interested. Please let me know if you can meet at 4:30. Two of our other attorneys, one from Washington, D.C., one from Colorado, will be present. And we can meet in our law library. We can meet here, whatever is most convenient for the members of Congress. But I do want you all to know this is our first fight, and we've come a long way, and we'll win this fight one way or another, the easy way or the hard way. I want to show, especially appropriations, that the money my office has been given has been well spent. In the fact that we have hired a historical company, and the only thing they do is go through the records that are kept in Washington, D.C., and in Fort Worth, and they pull out anything that has anything to do with Osage. And those are records that can be maintained for whoever follows me in this job, for Congress, for executive, anybody that needs those records. They will become available and owned by the Osage Nation. And they don't all just affect water. There's different legislative discussions during the time of the treaties that has been found from Washington, D.C., what the intent was on a lot of things that were decided, you know, prior to 1906. And again, those are our records now, records we haven't had in the past. And part of that is whether or not we were given, when we paid cash for our reservation, the water rights that go along with that. And the state of Oklahoma is fully aware now. Osages are different. We're not a five civilized tribe. We're not a tribe that did anything but paid cash for our reservation. There are some cases, I'm going to go a little outside water quickly, Speaker, but there are some cases being heard and that have been heard that could aid us in overturning Irby. I would love for that to be done during my administration. I believe that that is something so important to our people. And there are some favorable decisions in the lower federal circuits, but there's also a major decision, the Murphy case, is still before the Supreme Court. We are waiting to hear on that. However, there are only 8 justices hearing that. If it comes out 4-4, then we win the tie. Not we, but Indian nations. We did an amicus to support the Creek Nation in that decision that was done through the attorneys that actually filed the case. So we are hoping, keeping our fingers crossed on that Supreme Court case. And as I said, we have some lower cases from other circuits that have definitely led to us being able to control not only what we have now with non-Osages, but perhaps expanding on what we can call our true reservation. I thank you all for listening. Let me know if you would like to have a meeting with the water attorneys, those of you that would be interested. I would be more than happy to do that. Yes, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Are the attorneys here for today only, or will they be here tomorrow also?
They will be here tomorrow also. We are meeting with the state and the city of Enid tomorrow. And they came a day early. Specifically, I asked them to come a day early to be here.
So, Speaker, if we would put an executive session on tomorrow's agenda, could full Congress be apprised of the issues surrounding our water on tomorrow's agenda?
Attorney General Wells, would it be appropriate with the, I guess, the work that's going to be done or meetings that are being held tomorrow, would it be better tomorrow or Wednesday or Thursday to have it?
Well, we usually finish approximately 3:30 in the afternoon. So if something could be done, give us an hour to get back from Tulsa, which is where we're meeting tomorrow at 4:30.
Perhaps, just throwing it out there, perhaps you could give us an update in executive session on Wednesday or Thursday, unless everyone wants to meet again.
Absolutely.
Convene and meet at 4:30 or so, Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I'd like to hear from the attorneys. Not that you can't repeat what the attorneys say, but it's always nice to have, to be able to have them answer questions since they're an integral part of those negotiations.
Well, committee meetings are tomorrow afternoon.
It's just a scheduling matter with, I don't know when they have scheduled their flights back, but I can certainly talk to them, Speaker, and see what their availability would be.
We can have a little more dialogue. The agenda won't, we won't set the agenda until later this afternoon. So let's continue the discussion. If it works out, we can have it, have the attorneys here for an executive session tomorrow afternoon, and we'll do it. Congresswoman Edwards.
The problem with meeting today, in my mind, without meeting in session, is that if a majority of Congress is meeting without notice, then that would be a violation of the Open Meetings Act. So, to me, we either need to meet, if we can amend the agenda and recess till today, we could meet today in Congress still, or tomorrow. You'll need a parliamentary, probably, ruling on that, but today at 4:30 might be a possibility as well, or 4 o'clock. 4:30, I guess.
I'm going to say that that's not a possibility, but we do set the rules, the Congress, but executive session laws prohibit us from adding an executive session to a meeting, so I would prefer to wait and do it tomorrow.
If you all will give me a time, 4:30.
I'll bet they know how to change their plane.
I know that's late in the day, but probably as soon as we could be back from Tulsa.
Would you coordinate that with the attorneys and see what works with their schedule and then just notify myself or Ms. Walker and we will set the agenda for tomorrow accordingly?
I'll be happy to.
Great, thank you. Are there any other questions for Attorney General Wells regarding her water update? Okay, seeing none. Still in motions and notices?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Government operations meets today from 1 to 2:30. We're going over legislation left over from last session.
Hey, thank you. Anyone else? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Appropriations committee meets today 2:45 until 4:30. We're going to cover the appropriated revenue report. Pass it out so we'll know we're all on the same page before we start appropriating funds of the nation. There's other topics that are topics that we need to get started on. In our next meeting, we'll dive into legislation. So It'll be a good meeting. I hope we'll be able to attend.
Thank you for scheduling that. That's going to kind of set the tone. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
In their nation. I believe that we're blessed to be where we are as a nation. So with that, I have a commendation here. Whereas Holly Wells has dedicated a lifetime of public service to numerous tribal governments and the state of Oklahoma. And whereas Holly Wells has served as the assistant district attorney for the 27th prosecutorial district and has served as a special district judge for the 15th judicial district for the state of Oklahoma. Whereas Holly Wells was appointed to serve as the Attorney General of the Osage Nation in 2015. Whereas Holly Wells has earned a bachelor's degree and graduated magna cum laude from Northeastern State University in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, and went on to earn a Juris Doctorate from the University of Oklahoma School of Law in Norman, Oklahoma. Holly Wells has served as the Vice President of the National Native American Law Student Association and was Editor-in-Chief of the American Indian Law Review. Holly Wells has earned the admiration and respect of her colleagues, the members of Congress, for her leadership and dedication and years of service to the Osage people. Now, therefore, pursuant to a motion of myself, Congressman Eli Potts, the Osage Nation extends to Holly Wells sincere commendation and directs that this citation be presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Motion carries. Congressman Potts.
Thank you all. I am very honored. I wouldn't be able to do this job because I wouldn't be a lawyer if it weren't for the Osage Nation scholarships. I came when Chief offered me this position, which I thank him for some days and I cuss him for on other days. I was very proud to come back and repay to this nation what this nation has given to me and my family. And I thank all my family members and my friends. I thank all members of Congress for this. And I thank the Chief for appointing me, and I thank all of you for working with me. I do try to keep my office as independent and open to all Congress people for help that I can give you or questions I can answer, as well as the executive branch. And I am very honored to serve with a Congress that has six women and six men. I think that shows that the Osage Nation itself as a whole has a respect for women that many tribes do not have. I am very honored and humbled by this accommodation, and I thank you all for finding me worthy of this. I thank God most of all. And I pray on a daily basis that I can go to work and I can do good work for our people, our nation, and leave it better than when I came here. So thank you all very much. I appreciate it. It means the world to me. Thanks.
General Wells. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Still in motions and notices, just like to make the Congress aware that we have some unfinished business as far as the 6th Osage Nation Congressional Portrait. We attempted this back in the previous session, and we still have not agreed upon a final portrait, and there are some dates that are available for us with the photographer. And I would like to, if allowable, to have the clerk, Shanna Walker, give us those options.
I'm just as anxious to get the picture taken as the next person. I will say we did get together. We had the full body of Congress made it for the picture. Just didn't seem worthy of the 6th Osage Nation Congress was the consensus, or was the majority opinion that I got. I'm ready to schedule the picture, but we can't without Congressman Maker, and he has indicated that he's doing everything he can to recover in a timely fashion where he can come and participate during this session. But until we get a timeline from Congressman Maker, I think it would be premature to schedule any portrait at this time.
Agreed.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I'm going to move to adjourn if it was appropriate.
I think it would be appropriate.
Until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow. We do have a second. We're in discussion. Attorney General Wells.
I'm sorry, Speaker, but I forgot to thank my staff who are here. I feel like I'm at the Oscars.
Well, we're starting the music playing.
That's right. Morgan Curry, my assistant. And then my number one, who is my first assistant, is also here, Clint Patterson. And I would just like to say, our administrative assistant, Debbie Miles, cannot be here, but I could not do my job without these people. And I'm sorry to keep you here 5 minutes longer, but I did want to thank them and to shout out to Congressman Maker that I hope he's doing well and he's in all our prayers. So thank you.
Thank you. So I agree. You have a fine staff in office. Okay, we're still in discussion regarding adjournment. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. We're adjourned.
What time exactly going on?
I really want to sing to this microphone.
So that screeching noise is...
It's because we're clapping into the microphones.
Some say
love. I think if you do this, yes,
it is a flower.
No, it looks like a cobra.
All by